You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Voting for the third of seven phase 2024 India elections began at 7 a.m. on Tuesday on 93 constituencies across 11 states and union territories. Some high-profile names in the fray in this phase include Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is eyeing a second term from Gujarat's Gandhinagar, Union Ministers Jyotiraditya Sindhya, Guna, Madhya Pradesh, Mansukh Mandviya, Porbandar, Gujarat, and Pralhad Joshi, Dharwad, Karnataka. The Enforcement Directorate arrested Sanjeev Lal, the personal secretary to Jharkhand Rural Development Minister Alamgir Alam, and his domestic help Jahangir Alam late on Monday night after recovery of 35.23 crore rupees cash from house in Ranchi. Legal expert Naima Rehmani has stated that former President Donald Trump could be sent to Rikers Island, the largest jail in New York City, if he violates another gag order. Rehmani, a former federal prosecutor, warned that it could likely incite mass protests and civil unrest, per Daily Express US. Concerns about Rohit Sharma's form in T20 cricket remained on Monday despite Mumbai Indians' 7-wicket win against Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium. Rohit's poor run of form, since smashing that century against Chennai Super Kings, continued, leaving the fans worried with India slated to begin their T20 World Cup campaign in a month's time. Stepping away from the usual gowns and tiaras, Bollywood diva Alia Bhatt made a powerful statement at the 2024 Met Gala. Draped in an exquisite shimmery sari by renowned designer Sabyasachi, Bhatt embraced her Indian heritage to perfectly complement the theme, Garden of Time.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.